Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You can hear the wind in the background now as we connect with Corey because he's up on a roof on Martin Luther King Drive across from his church where he's trying to build a community center. Hey, Pastor Brooks, how are you?
Hey, John, I'm great. How are you today?
Nice weather you've had lately, sir. It hasn't been too cold, rainy, or snowy.
Yeah, the last 2 days have been a tremendous blessing, and Todd Ricketts of the Cubs gave us some upgrades on the tent, so we're in a lot better shape than when you were here.
No one's going to feel sorry for me. When I was there, it was about 33 degrees, but you've had, it was 60 yesterday, or 58, so
yes.
I don't know what it got to last night.
Yeah, we were out by the fire, and it was a nice day. So I had a lot of visitors, which was good, and a lot of people dropped off donations. So it was a good day.
If you go to projecthood.com, you can make a donation. Corey, you're trying to get to
projecthood.org.
Oh, I said com, didn't I? You're trying to get to $30 million. You said you had $7 million in commitments, which doesn't always mean $7 million.
But right.
say you need 23. I don't mean to be discouraging, my friend, but you're going to need somebody to drop a bomb on you. And I hope that happens.
Yeah, I do too. We're going to tough it out. We're going to try to be patient as we possibly can. We're going to be here every single day until the end. But I pray every day that someone will take it upon themselves and find it in their hearts to really, really help us. And I try not to expect one certain person to do it or, whoever feels led to help, it would be a tremendous blessing to our community.
You're in the Woodlawn neighborhood. The Obamas were there the other day. Boy, if they'd steered right, they would have been right at your place.
Yeah, they were a little east of us. But if they had came west, they would have bumped right into us. I wish they could have stopped by.
And see, that's the thing. My wife said, Brenda wasn't sure if my calling out J.B. Pritzker to write a $10 million check is fair or not. And I get that. It's not my money to spend, and that's a lot of money. But I always think if you got a billion, $10 million isn't that much. And so I'm thinking Obamas, Ricketts, Griffin, Rauner, Pritzker. There's another billionaire I'm leaving out, to say nothing of, I don't know if Oprah considers herself a Chicagoan anymore, but I'm just thinking of somebody like that who could really solve some problems, you know?
Yeah, you know, John, it's very interesting that you said that, because it's really tough. You want to call people and ask them for help, and at the same time, you don't want to throw them under the bus and make them look bad. But at the same time, we really do need the help. So if any of those individuals that you named or anybody else that we did not name, they can come down and check out the work that we do. We really do need the help. I really am praying. Our community really is in a position where we need it. So I just pray somebody will find it up on their hearts to help us out. But until that time, we need everybody else to just keep on doing what they're doing, and we might have to do a piece at a time.
Yeah, that happens too, and I know you don't want to borrow money and then have a mortgage on the property, but you could probably... okay, fine. But I don't want to discourage people from making a $1,000 donation or a $10 donation. It goes to a good cause. I'm too familiar with what you do to not recommend that. How's it going, Corey? Are you getting some donations?
Yeah, we're getting donations, and we just went over $250,000 mark. Which is not bad for 13 days or 12 days.
Wait a minute. That's very good. That's really good.
That's really good. So, you know, we're really grateful and thankful for all the people who have been donating. And I tell you, those small gifts have been adding up, and they've been coming from all over. And especially I want to thank your listeners, because every time you have me on your show, John, your listeners really respond. And so I want to thank you for that. I really, really appreciate not just you having me on the show, but you coming out here and supporting as well.
$250,000 in 13 days. You know, if we get a few million in the bucket, put that in the bank, start earning interest at 0.0001%. Dan's online. Dan's online too. Hey, Dan, you're on WGN. What's on your mind?
Hey, John. I don't think it's unfair to ask the governor to spend $10 million when he spent $50 million on the referendum to get the referendum for the fair tax passed when you knew it wasn't going to pass. And that was during the pandemic when a lot of restaurant workers were out of work and restaurants, they couldn't get people come back to work. So I don't think $10 million is going to make a dent in his budget either. So in your defense, I say, you know, that's fair.
Nice of you to call, Dan. Thanks for joining us today.
Sure.
Thanks, Dan.
ProjectHood.org is Corey's website. And by the way, what a wonderful governor we have. I'm going to try sugar instead of vinegar here. What a wonderful governor we have. Handsome, generous, intelligent, and articulate. And I'll tell you what, that Oprah Winfrey, if there's a better talk show host on earth, I don't know one. And speaking of great people, Ken Griffin, what a great philanthropist. How am I doing? hey, were you up there on Thanksgiving, by the way, Corey?
Yeah, I was up here on Thanksgiving, and my boys came on Thanksgiving. My family came on Thanksgiving, and we had a good time together for about 30 minutes. Then the girls and my wife, they all were like, we're gone. But my boys stayed up, and we had a good time. So it was it was a good time with them.
Did you get pizza the other day?
Yes, we got pizza last night, too. Shouts out to Luminati's. We thank you so very much for dropping us off pizza. And it's been amazing. Matter of fact, Brian is warming up pizza as we speak on the fire.
Oh, leftover pizza?
Leftover pizza. Wrapped in aluminum foil over an open fire. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I'm. Remember when I was there last, I did not see a fire extinguisher, so promise me you're being smart about that.
No, we got them. Yeah, we have fire. I'm looking at three fire extinguishers right now, John. Three.
Okay. Good news. ProjectHood.org. He'll be up there New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, Christmas Day, Christmas Eve. It's going to get cold. It's going to snow. I don't think this is desperate. I think it's clever. And if it gets attention to the cause, all the more power to him. There's problems in the Woodlawn and Inglewood neighborhoods, and they're not going to get better because government is going to solve it. But I think if it comes from within the community, that's what they always say. Well, the people in that community, they got to fix their problems. You say that too, don't you, Corey?
Absolutely. And John, the fact that we're going to be up here over Christmas, we're going to try to add some synchronized Christmas lights if we can find some people to help us out. Because on Woodlawn and in on Christmas on King Drive, it's not an exciting celebrating look. So we're going to try to bring some excitement and celebration to King Drive and give us some Christmas a joy around here and make things look good.
That's a good idea.
Come on back for Christmas, John, or close to Christmas, so you can see the lights. And we're gonna try to fix something so that people want to drive by and see what we're doing.
708 texted in to say, hey, Pastor Brooks, I made Project Hood my Facebook birthday fundraiser this year. I hope it helps a little bit.
Yes.
You stay warm. Thank you to Kevin, who delivered the Malnati's pizza. Thanks, you to Malnati's,
Kevin,
for being a great community partner. They're good folks, and dang, that's good groceries. So you stay warm and I'll talk to you next week, Corey.
All right. I'll send you some pictures, too.
Yeah, do that. We'll share them. And ProjectHood.org is his website. He does a nightly Facebook chat, too. You can watch as well.